WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. A new analysis of National Center for Health Statistics data featured in the New York Times indicates that deaths now outnumber births among Caucasians in more than half the nation's states. Demographers Rogelio Sainz at the University of Texas and Kenneth Johnson at the University of New Hampshire conducted the analysis. This pattern of deaths exceeding births among whites began nearly two decades ago in a handful of states with aging Caucasian populations like Pennsylvania and West Virginia. The pattern has become more apparent over time, with fertility rates falling dramatically after the Great Recession and mortality rates among whites rising. The U.S. Census Bureau has projected that whites could dip below 50% of the U.S. population by approximately 2045. But because the new report indicates that whites are dying faster than they are being born in 26 states, the demographers indicate that the shift may come even sooner. Some experts suggest, however, that the transition to a white minority may be further off than the numbers suggest. The Census Bureau counts any person who is of mixed race or ethnicity as non-white, and this can produce underestimates of whites in the population. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. The national old age dependency ratio is defined as the ratio of retiree-aged adults to those of working age. The higher the proportion of retiree-aged adults to those of working age, the greater difficulty society has funding programs like Social Security and Medicare or private pensions. As indicated by writer Jeffrey Sparshot, from 1980 to 2010, the ratio of retiree-aged adults to those of working age barely budged. But with the large-scale retirement of baby boomers that has characterized recent years, we are in the midst of a dramatic shift. The old age dependency ratio is projected to jump past 35 by roughly the year 2030 after holding steady at around 20 for decades. This demographic transition represents nothing short of a budget buster. Already, Social Security is dipping into its trust fund for the first time since 1982 to pay beneficiaries. Moreover, a number of state pensions are strained, including in Kentucky, Illinois, and in New Jersey. Second, economic growth is a function of rising productivity and population growth. U.S. productivity gains remain lackluster. American women are having children at the lowest rate on record, and the future growth of the nation's immigrant population has become decidedly murky. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. As indicated by writer Nelson D. Schwartz, the number of Americans seeking Social Security disability benefits is plunging. This represents a dramatic reversal of a decades-old trend that threatened the solvency of the Social Security Disability Insurance Program. The decline in the number of applicants for disability is so substantial that the Social Security Administration has revised its estimates of how long the program will remain financially secure. Last month, the government announced that the program would not run out of money until 2032, 4 years later than the previous estimate had indicated. Just 2 years ago, the government warned that funds might be depleted by as early as 2023. Part of the explanation for slower growth in the number of people seeking disability is a strong economy and labor market. In addition to stronger economic growth, the drop reflects recently tightened standards for eligibility and growing numbers of baby boomers who are leaving the program because they have become eligible for Social Security retirement benefits and Medicare. Fewer than 1.5 million Americans applied to the Social Security Administration for disability coverage last year, the lowest since 2002. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. You've probably heard discussions regarding immigration in America. Proposals to slow immigration, whether legal or illegal, often focus on concerns related to competition for jobs, wage stagnation, larger tax burdens, and crime. These concerns, however, are not unique to America. A study based on surveys in the U.S. and in a variety of European nations by three economists found that people across the board vastly overstate their immigrant populations. For instance, the actual share of the population in the U.S. who are immigrants is around 13%, but the perception among survey respondents is that immigrants make up more than 35% of the population. As indicated by the New York Times, the overestimates are largest among certain groups: those who are least educated, workers in low-skill occupations employing many immigrants, and those on the political right. Here's another example. In the U.S., the unemployment rate among immigrants is about 5%, but survey respondents perceive the immigrant unemployment rate at more than 25%. In Germany, the actual immigrant unemployment rate is about 7%, but survey respondents perceive it to be close to 40%. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.